This is ABC Radio Brisbane.
Now, last month we asked you to nominate those who are making a difference in your neighbourhood for a Community Spirit Award, and we were overwhelmed with the response. So over the next 2 weeks, you'll hear from the 18 finalists across five categories, and you will be inspired. So today, you're going to meet one of them. Now, this person is making a wave in the community, just like the others. Today's finalists help students who need a little help getting dressed up for their school formals.
Yeah, the program is called Formally Ever After, and I just love the name of that. Tammy Robinson is the lady behind it. Morning to you, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Tell us the story. How did this start for you?
It started, my son was in year 12 in 2019, and so I saw a lot of kids going to formal.
Yeah.
I'd had two already attend formal, so I knew the cost. And I was collecting for other cities, and then I got the first eight dresses, and they came from Logan, and I thought, why are we giving these to other cities when our Logan and Brisbane kids need formal clothes? So my son said to me, just give it a go, try, just start, you know, just ask your friends. So that's what I did. Asked my friends on Facebook. Before I knew it, I had 65 dresses, 15 suits, and I was like, okay.
Wow. And what were they like, the dresses?
Really nice. Really nice. Yeah, like people were shocked when they come to see the dresses because they're like, well, I had one girl say, we thought it would just be rags. But it's like beautiful dresses. Everything's really good. Like I don't keep anything that, you know, you wouldn't find in a shop, pretty much. Like, just because the kids are struggling to find their formal wear, I don't want them to just wear anything. I want them to wear, like, the best that they can wear.
So where do you store all these
clothes? It's all in the bottom part of my house. So the garage is dresses. There's another big room that suits, and then there's another room for a change room. So the whole bottom part of my house is formal.
And what sort of reaction have you seen on the faces of the kids who come to get the
They're so happy. Yeah. They're so happy. And you see when I open up my garage door and they see how much is there, they just thought there'd be a rack or something. And they see how much, and the kids, sometimes they cry. The kids are just overwhelmed. So then I quickly say to them, no, don't be overwhelmed. We'll work through this. And then by the time they leave, you know, sometimes I'll get kids that are so awkward when they come because they don't want to do the shopping. They don't want to go to formal. By the time they leave, they're happy and they want to go to formal.
Because what options would they have had? Have they told you?
Yeah, a lot of them aren't going to formal at all. So the majority, the parents are just struggling for a whole lot of different reasons, but COVID's a big one now. Mm. But they're struggling because, you know, when you go to formal, you've got to have your school fees paid. You've got to pay a formal fee. Then there's like the dress, the shoes, the makeup, the hair, everything that goes along with that. So a lot of kids just aren't asking their parents. They don't want to be a burden, so they don't want to ask. And I've had girls that have come in and said, you know, we just weren't going to go. We didn't want to ask mum and dad to give more money. So then they say, oh, a friend told us about you, and now we're like, oh, yeah, we can go.
Oh, that's so lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
It must be a real joy for you in
Yeah, I love it.
Tammy Robinson is with you. She started Formally Ever After a couple of years ago, 2019, and since then, her collection of formal wear has exploded, you might say. But are you always still after more donations?
Yeah, always. I'm always taking donations because, you know, I always need like plus size especially. So I get a lot of girls that are size 18 plus and a lot of boys that are, say, 4XL plus. And it's a struggle for them. They can't just walk into a shop and get clothes either. So I want to make sure that not only do I have clothes for them, but that I have clothes they'd want to wear. Mm. So that a 17-year-old wants.
Yeah, and do they buy them or rent them?
It's all totally free.
All totally free.
Yeah, everything in my garage is totally free to them. So it's all gifted in by the community. So it's all the community. Like, it's not just me. The whole community give everything that I've got in my garage. And then from that, they just donate it in, and then the kids come in, just go straight back out to them. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Are you amazed by that response? Like, when you're up to 65 dresses and so on and counting.
Yep.
That's a phenomenal community you have around you, Tammy.
I've got, like, I would have had thousands of dresses come into my garage, and, like, the suit room is just, there's so many suits, it's not funny now. So
yeah, how'd the boys go picking their suits?
The boys love it. And so people always think that girls, like, are more exciting and, you know, like it more. But the boys, honestly, you see how much taller they stand. I had a boy in yesterday. I had five boys in yesterday, actually. But one of the boys, I remember he stood in front of the mirror and he just went, yeah, this is awesome. And his smile was so big. And that's the thing. Like, people say to me all the time, like, you give up so much time and that for it. But I think it's just time. And I want to teach these kids that kindness is free. And so you don't have to always pay for things. It doesn't have to always be about, do you have money? The whole community want them to go to their formal. And that's why I keep doing this. Like, I like their smile.
That's so amazing.
Like you said, Tammy, you're a parent. You've been through that formal experience with your own kids. And for mums and dads, what is the feeling like on on formal day? Because it is quite a milestone.
Oh, yeah. It's so exciting. Like, every parent wants their child to go. Mm. I remember my oldest boy decided a week before that he was going to go, so it was a mad race down to Lowe's to get a suit, you know, because we had nothing. My youngest is only 11, so she's going to have pick of the dresses. You know, when she gets to formal, pretty happy.
Yeah.
But the parents, the parents cry. Like, I think I had three parents cry yesterday and get hugs off me when they came, because it's so overwhelming for them, especially to see something that they thought wasn't going to happen, you know. And often, like, some of the kids that are coming, they weren't going to go to formal, or they're the first one in their family that's graduated. Yeah. So for the families, this is a huge, huge thing.
How many formals have there been during this pandemic?
There's been quite a few this year. Mm. Last year, there was a lot of them got postponed, but they were sort of like the November. But there's been formals since February this year, so there's quite a few.
Yeah, they're busy, aren't they?
Yeah, I've dressed this year alone, I think I'm up to about 390 Year 12 kids. So it's like 980 kids I've dressed since I started.
So you're the lady to go to. You're the person they speak about at school.
Yeah.
Formally Ever After is what it's called. And if you need to reach out for a bit of help for your family and for that 17-year-old at your place who is heading off to a formal, it's the last couple of weeks of school for Year 12.
This is the busiest time.
And it's going to be, you know, they're about to hit the books to study hard for their external exams, which kick off, I think that's from Friday they start. But Tammy, what a remarkable story it is.
Thank you
so much for sharing a bit of the story. If you want more details, just do a search for Formally Ever After and you'll be able to track down Tammy pretty easily. Thank you so very much for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.